good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you are and however you are listening. Welcome to Fruit Blenders Podcast. Our main topic and subject is draining your energy. It is all about energy. Before the pandemic, the number of people who said they often felt tired was around 43%. And during the pandemic, that number shot up to 60%. Now, that number shot up to 32%. But recently, study shows that that number has changed up to 71%. Here are a few things to know about energy and what can drain your energy. Many habits every day can actually leave you feeling tired. This includes not getting enough exercise. Not moving your body can make you want to move even less. Making time for exercise can get your blood pumping, improve your endurance, and boost your energy. Eating processed and refined carbs. These might give you a quick shot of energy thanks to the blood sugar rush, but when your mind sends out insulin to remove the sugar, it can make your blood sugar level plummet, leaving you tired and drained. Comes from sugar. You're tired, it's because of sugar. Not getting quality sleep. Enough of quality sleep. The bottom line is that your body needs sleep to fully recover and recharge. Food sensitives can also affect on draining your energy. One side effect of eating foods that your body is sensitive to includes fatigue. If you think that you might have sensitivities, it's worth checking with your doctor. Common culprits include gluten, dairy, corn, soy, and eggs. Eating too little. Not getting enough food can make you feel tired, and so can eating a poor quality diet without enough nutrients. Not getting enough protein. Studies show that eating protein boosts your metabolism, and scientists believe that this may help prevent tiredness. Drinking too little water. Studies show that being even a little dehydrated can make it harder to stay focused and leave you feeling drained. Energy drinks, including caffeine. Like refined carbs, these can send your energy up before crashing back down. Not only that, but caffeine can take up to 8 hours. 8 hours! To clear your system, making it harder to get a good night of sleep, adding to the energy drain. Stress. Feeling constantly stressed can definitely deflate your energy, both mentally and emotionally. Just another reason it's important to have and follow a plan for managing stress. For example, find a favorite hobby, things like you like to do, and what you enjoy mostly. Just find something. Any activities that you enjoy can also help you manage your stress. Being in a negative environment, it's possible to catch the moods of the people around you because of energy. But being aware of it can help lower your stress, as can finding things that make you feel positive. Anything, whether it's food, activities, anything, any sports, any arts and crafts, whatever you enjoy can help you manage your stress and energy. You must preserve your energy from other people. You must. But the bottom line is, move your body, eat healthy foods, healthy whole foods, okay? Organic, fresh, especially fruits and vegetables. That's where we start. That's the easiest thing to do. It's easy to pick up a fruit, but it's hard to get what you're craving for because you have to pay for it. But a fruit, you pay for it, except you get great benefits from it. And if you do have any fruits in your backyard garden, any vegetables in your backyard or garden, then you are the lucky one because you don't have to pay for that. So invest in yourself, in your mind, in your heart, body, and soul. Invest in yourself. Keep your body afloat. Drink your water. Drink lots and lots of water. And surround yourself with a positive environment. I know we all like to have fun and, you know, enjoy time with family and friends, but sometimes if the positive energy is out the door and the negative energy comes in, you must separate yourself from that environment. You must. And your energy, preserve it. It will quickly go away, and it can quickly come back into your life. If it doesn't, it's worth mentioning to your doctor to see if you can have, you know, an underlying issue. So please, invest in yourself, invest in your body, invest in your health. Eat healthy. Eat healthy. For those who are out there, you know, struggling with stress and you need help managing it, understand that we have resources. There's help out there. You can always get help. So don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Get some help if you need it. It's really important for you to get some professional help. All right, that does it for our episode. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And for those who have not tuned in yet, give us a try. I just want to say the last few months, last few weeks, I've just been happy with my family and friends. Everything just has been going smooth. And the best part was just seeing how much support I was receiving from the other end. And that includes you. Yes, you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you just for, you know, giving me the time out of your day. Thank you for doing that. Out of your night, thank you. I know you probably got a lot going on. And just letting you know that, you know, you can handle it. You got this. You got this. I'm rooting for you as much as you are rooting for me. So thank you for your support. Also, if you do need more resources, there will be a link below that you can go, you know, visit to help you with stress, manage everything, and eat right. So yeah, there will be a link below. And for those who want some merchandise, you can go to our store. The link is right below. Go grab some merchandise. I got a lot coming in soon. So thank you guys for your support. I will see you.